Hey there, everyone. I hope we're all having a great day today. So, as you saw from the title of this episode, it's going to be an update slash New Year's resolution episode. I know New Year's was pretty much getting to a month away, but I didn't release this one last episode because I kind of saw that there was a pattern of update, regular, and I didn't want to do another update and then follow by another regular. So, but yeah, I don't know. It made kind of better sense at the time. But yeah, so this is not going to be really edited too much. This is not going to be a normal episode. If you're looking for something scary, please check out any other episode. This is just kind of like an update, like I said, for us to kind of get a chance to bond, use this podcast kind of as like a diary or something. And just kind of inform you about my content and what's to come and things like that. I will try to limit the amount of filler words I use, but I do not promise anything. Yeah, pretty much no edits with this. Yeah, so with that said, let's jump into it. Also, if my voice sounds a little bit different, it's because I got a new microphone for Christmas. I'm really excited about it. It's like a hands-free microphone. It's like a little headset and like microphone. It's pretty cool. I have both hands free to do whatever I want. If I want to move something on my shelf, I can do that. If I want to move something on my bed, guess what? I could do that too. I can, I could if I want to walk around, 'cause it's super like portable too. I want to walk around and move things while I'm walking, I can do that. That's an option. It's a possibility for me to do now, because it's portable and like a really nice microphone. So I'm really excited for it. I may use it in other episodes, but I'm still kind of getting used to this microphone. Need to make sure the quality is up to par and everything like that. Either or, I'm going to use it for something and I'm really excited about it. I think it makes my fourth microphone. Anyway, so yes, I've got a number of things that I do want to tell you. So, first thing is if I'm breathing kind of heavily, I do apologize about that. Where I live, it's really kind of like the winds are blowing up like a bunch of like debris and gunk like that, and my allergies are just kind of really excited for the weather. So if I breathe a little bit heavily, I do apologize. My nose is a little stuffed up. So, good to go though. Anyway, got that disclaimer out of the way. So I got a new job. I'm super excited about it. I don't want to tell too much about what my new job is, but pretty much I'm dispatcher. And it's not for 911 or anything like that. But yeah, I'm dispatcher. I'll be on the phones a lot. I'll have like my little cubicle space, my little swivel chair, and stuff like that. I'm pretty excited about it. As for my dates of like posting, I'm still gonna try to keep it Saturdays is when I post, but I'm just gonna figure it out just because my dates are gonna be changing around as well. So like my days of like when I'm working, because on my last job I had Wednesdays and Thursdays off, and now I'm gonna have Saturdays and Sundays off. So I'm really excited to get back into kind of doing like family things. Also another really cool thing is that this job is really super simple. I get paid pretty much the same, with the same benefits, which is just really awesome, but I do just so much less work than on my other job. My other job, as you know, it was a startup company. Don't want to disclose too much, but we did everything from advertising the product to selling the product to doing the paperwork for the product to doing shipping for the product to do shipping Excel for the product, things like that. So yes, but yeah, so we're not gonna be doing that anymore. Sorry, I just got like a weird notification on my phone, so I got like a little distracted. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm not going to be doing as much, which is really awesome because I feel like I can commit more time to the podcast and to YouTube and doing things like that. So I'm really excited about that. And again, for my times of posting, I know I post on Saturdays. As of right now, it's staying the same. If it does change, I'll let all of you know. But as of right now, it is staying the same. But yeah, that's pretty much it in terms of my new job. All right, the next topic I want to cover is my recording space. What am I going to do with that? Because my last job provided a building for us to work out of, and the building provided a recording booth area for us to utilize as well, which is actually really interesting. When I first started the podcast, I was thinking, okay, where am I going to do this from? I need somewhere to record out of. I didn't know where I was going to record. And then when I found out I got the job, I was still kind of figuring out where I was going to record. But then I saw that they had recording booths there. And I was just like, dude, that's so crazy. Like, call it manifestation or, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. But yeah, it was just really interesting that that just so happened, like, to be the situation. So that was really awesome. So I find myself in the same dilemma now. Where am I going to record out of? So I'm happy to say that I do have a number of options. My family has said that I can go on over to their house and record out of their garage. I've also had my associate, as well as a few other friends that work in the building that I used to work at, say that, hey, if you ever need to come on over and record, you can always sign in as my guest. And so that's pretty cool. I could possibly record back at the recording booth at the building I used to work at. But I also kind of heard about storage units that bands, like musical bands, can record out of. So I've been calling around and I found a few places. I'm still kind of going over the price and everything like that and making sure everything is good to go. In terms of legality. And yeah, so far we're good. So yeah, I may just actually do that. Just rent like a little storage space, and just kind of put like a little foldable table in there and put my laptop in there, whenever I'm working. And I can honestly set it up to be like a little recording booth area. Again, I want to make sure I'm following protocol and everything like that. Yeah, so far it's looking pretty legal. So that's always good. So yeah, in terms of where I'm gonna record, I'm not really too nervous about anything. Another thing I want to talk about is my monetization. So I don't know exactly all the specifics of it. I'm learning how to do a podcast as I go, and I'm learning how to do YouTube as I go. As I've mentioned multiple times in previous episodes, I've never put myself out there at all, really. So this is the first time I'm really kind of putting myself out there. So I'm learning a lot of everything as I go. I've never had a podcast in the past, never had a blog, vlog, even a business website of any kind up. So this is all really new to me. But from what I understand, I'm about, I'm really close to being monetized. All the views help me out. Or all the listens help me out. So if you want to, please like, review, and subscribe to me. If you know anybody who would like a cozy, scary story, go ahead and send them your favorite episode. If you listen to me on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review and a like. It really, or like the 5 stars, it really helps me out. If you think I deserve less than 5 stars, go ahead and put that as well. Like I said, anything really kind of helps me out. And yeah, so leave a review, everything like that, constructive criticism. Let me know something that you really like. Let me know something you'd want to see more or listen to more. It all just really helps me out. I know that a majority of my listeners listen to me on Spotify. I'm not sure how to really like something without adding it to your playlist, but if there's a way, please go ahead and let me know, and please go ahead and like me. I'd appreciate that. But yes, so in terms of being monetized, I am somewhat close to being monetized, and I'm pretty excited about it because I know I'm going to make a certain amount of money every time somebody listens to me. Right now, it's very kind of sporadic. I get a little bit of this here, a little bit of that there, all obviously kind of depending on how many people listen to me as well within a certain time span. But this way, it would make it so that I'm able to make a certain amount every time somebody listens to me, and it's going to be this specific amount. Plus, I can have other people kind of reach out to me and be like, "Hey, I want to advertise my product in your video. Here's this amount of money to put in your podcast episodes." So I'm super excited. I'm going to be able to get sponsors soon. I'm going to be monetized like 100% soon. I'm really excited because I'm going to be able to. I'm slowly but surely kind of making my podcast and my content like my number one job. I'm, at my current or at my new job, the one I'm going into. It gives me more time to focus on my podcast. It's still a lot of work, but it's not as much stressed, as much stress or as much work as my previous one. So I am able to focus more on my podcast. Also, just another thing is I would also like to talk about the things that are going to happen once I do get monetized, like 100% as well. So once I become monetized, like 100%, what I want to do is I am okay. So I know I'd be able to make a estimated certain amount of money every time I drop a video, and so I am just gonna leave that number out just because yeah, I just don't want I just don't want to. Make it inappropriate by dropping numbers or anything like that. But I don't want to add any pressure or stress, anything like that. Anyway, once I start making like a certain amount of money from this podcast, I'm able to then probably go back to retail or something like that. Because this podcast would be supporting me to some degree. So I can go ahead and I know I'll get paid a good amount of money on my paycheck. Because of not only the job but this podcast. But what going back to retail is going to allow me to do is it will allow me more time to record, more time to edit, more time to write, things like that. And until I'm able to make a certain amount of money from the podcast. Now, I do want to go into that a little bit different, just kind of the whole topic of purely getting income from content creation, but that's a little something else. I still kind of want to stick to the more short-term goals. So I'll be able to get a simpler job, which will allow me more time and effort that I could put into my podcast and my YouTube, which I'm really excited for. I'm also thinking about using some of that money to hire a third-party editor and see about getting Josh on board a little bit more. He's very helpful already, but I just want to be able to pay him, take care of him, even if it's not a lot. I just want to be able to give him something and just show him how much of I appreciate him. But yeah, kind of get him like a little bit more on board as well. Get a third party editor involved, probably somebody on Fiverr. There's this other app that a friend of mine was telling me about at my other job. It's almost like Fiverr, but it's more kind of I don't want to say the word professional, but the cost is a little bit higher, but the product is like a lot better. It's more kind of more, it's more kind of like more experienced. I'm like blanking out on words today. I'm not sure why. But yeah, it's just more experienced stuff like that. So I may kind of reach out on there as well. But those are kind of more short-term goals that I have in terms of when I get monetized, what I want to use that income for. I also want to go ahead and get a new laptop as well, so I can do better editing. I could do, better recording. I can, right now I'm using an iPad. It's USB Type C, which is very annoying because not many things are USB Type C, and I need like an adapter. But anyway, that's off topic. Yeah, I just kind of want to invest in new material. And yeah, pretty much invest in new material and invest in more time, invest in just better product as well. So the last part is going to pretty much talk about the more long-term goals. This is not going to happen anytime soon, really. This is going to happen like years down the line. I'm just planning for it right now. But yeah, so pretty much I want to make my content better. I want to start like not a business, but I want to start like some sort of company. So where I worked at last, there were a lot of entrepreneurs and people who were considered experts in various fields. So me just being the charismatic dude that I am, I'm just joking, but yeah, I talked to a bunch of them, just kind of picked their brains and, got to kind of talking about business with them and things like that. And a lot of them gave me some really good advice. They were talking about third parties that you can go to for HR, third parties you can go to help you with like company taxes. If you start a company, how can that affect your taxes? Things like that. Third party options for like editing videos and like business accounts. Pretty much third party options to help you start businesses and to help you get business loans and to kind of get the ball rolling and stuff like that. I don't know about taking out any loans, but there was just a bunch of valuable information that they were able to give me, and I'm so just thankful for it. It's all just kind of lining up for me, and I'm just really thankful for it all. But yeah, so years down the line, what I want to do is I want to have a small team, probably like 10 people of like probably like one or two extra writers, some animators, some editors. With the animation, I kind of want to keep it somewhat storyboard, but I want to have it be like on point, kind of somewhat expensive storyboard, just because I know that my content on YouTube revolves around how to write scripts and how to do scripts. So I was thinking storyboard because there's not much content out there for storyboard artists, at least that I know about so far. There's a lot of good content out there, but I feel like storyboard kind of gets washed over a little bit sometimes, even though it's incredibly important, regardless of if you're doing something live action or animated. But yeah, so I want to have a small little team together. I've been thinking about WeWork centers, or building centers to kind of like get key card access, things like that, and pretty much just starting a little kind of company. Again, this is years down the line, but that's just something that I've been thinking about doing, so that way I can give better content. I can have people, looking for, or I could have a person looking for voice actors and actresses, kind of stuff like that. Get some fresh content out there. Get you an actual voice actor, or actress. Since I don't know, I'm not the best voice actor, but I appreciate all of you for listening. But yeah, just kind of improve my content again, get really good professional storyboard artwork animation out there, possibly do different animation. There's a bunch of different stories I'm looking into. I actually got really inspired to pick up another series that I've been working on called Villains. So I'm going to put that on YouTube as well. Again, to kind of not only get my work out there, but also as like a receipt to kind of like, if I like put an episode out there and somebody later on, a few years, makes pretty much an episode just like mine, I could be like, hey, what's this? Anyway, but yeah, just kind of to get myself out there, man. I'm really happy about it. I'm really excited about it. So, that's pretty much where I'm going with this, and I'm really excited with how everything's coming out and how everything's shaping up. So I really appreciate all of you for just tuning in. And I, if this is your first time tuning in, I hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you're looking for something kind of more scarier, check out any of my other episodes. If you've been tuning in from, any other episode and you're here again, welcome back. I really hope that you enjoyed me just kind of rambling on. I promise my editing is a little bit better. And I don't use as many filler words, but just seriously, thank you all so much. I really appreciate you supporting me every time. So please just do me a huge favor and just have yourselves a beautiful day with whatever you're doing. If you're going to work, getting ready to wind down for the day, just have yourself a beautiful day. Thank you and bye.